I'm Steve Potter, and coming up on Cityscape, it's the ins and outs of barbecue in our Soundbites segment with Sauce Magazine. Well, the third annual Gesher Music Festival of Emerging Artists begins Sunday and runs through next Sunday at several locations. This year's guest artist is jazz pianist Peter Martin, who joins us on the phone from New Orleans. Hi, Peter. Welcome.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Great. Last time I saw you, you were getting ready to work with Brian Owens and Aaron Bodie doing a fundraiser.
That's right. We did that. We had so much fun and wonderful experience, as always, with them.
Yeah, that was Kids Rock Cancer. Well, in the studio, we have the festival's artistic director, Sarah Sitzer, and Kathleen Sitzer from New Jewish Theater. She's that organization's artistic director, and she also happens to be Sarah's mom.
And the producer of the festival.
And the producer. So the mom is just a sideline.
Yeah, on the side here.
Sarah, the Gesher Music Festival of Emerging Artists is about chamber music and young professional musicians. So what's the whole idea there?
There are a lot of components of the festival. The emerging artists, it's basically a chance for us to feature some really incredible young professional musicians who are just getting their careers off the ground. They're coming in from all over the place, from New York, LA, Philadelphia, Chicago, Houston, and we all are convening here in St. Louis. We just started rehearsals yesterday. That's the emerging artists part. The other part of this festival is that Gesher means bridge or connection. It's the Hebrew word for bridge or connection. And we seek to find ways to connect classical chamber music to the Jewish experience through various ways, either programming Jewish composers or finding some relevance and connecting it with the Jewish perspective.
Uh-huh. And Peter Martin, it's been a while since you've been an emerging artist. But I think you can appreciate what that's all about, can't you?
Well, I'm very excited. I actually thought I was kind of hoping I was one of the emerging artists.
Always. Always.
Absolutely are.
I remember back in like the early 90s when I first was in New York playing with a group of young jazz musicians. They coined this whole young lions phrase to describe us, which we thought was really corny. Now we all wish we were young lions or emerging artists or something like that. So I'm excited to be involved with anything that has something to do with emerging.
And Sarah, you're a cellist yourself. You're going to be performing in this festival,
right?
As you always do, right? Since we're sort of on that topic, how challenging is it for young artists these days? Seems like there are a lot of talented people and, I don't know, just so many paying jobs in this field in particular.
Yeah, it's a field that's changing a lot right now. Some of the jobs that used to be very predictable are not anymore, and that's why doing things like this festival, is important. For one, just to be, you know, it's a great opportunity for all of these artists, because there aren't a lot of places where young professional musicians, no matter how good they are invited to play in the summers,
right?
Because they don't have the, you know, the fancy resume quite yet to be invited to some of those really prestigious festivals. So it's kind of a cool experience for people in St. Louis here to get to see some of these musicians before they've hit their prime.
And Kathleen, even though the Gesher Music Festival is just in its third year, has it been long enough to see some of these emerging artists develop so far?
Oh,
and move on?
Yeah. We've, in fact, a couple of them who are here for this year have really begun to take off. I don't know if I should name names or anything, but
you can.
Well, the flutist is now a regular sub with the Chicago Symphony. I mean, that's a pretty good gig. So she's got the chops. She just needs to get the opening.
Let me talk a little bit about our clarinetist who's been with us for all 3 years, Jack Marquardt, who this year made a big change. He was living in Chicago and freelancing and doing very well, and he's recently moved to Houston to play with a woodwind quintet called Windsync. They won grand prize in the Concert Artists Guild this year and now have big management, are touring all over the country and doing extraordinarily well.
Uh-huh.
So we really feel like this is a great opportunity for people to see some of these young professionals, very talented, as Sarah said, before they hit the big time.
Right.
I mean, they can go to other music festivals here and see David Halen and, you know, some of the big names. But this is, they get a preview.
Peter, I want to find out what you're going to be doing and all this. But before I do that, since we're sort of on the topic, Do young musicians ever ask you for advice about how to get work and how to make a living in the business? And what do you tell them?
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time. And I basically tell them the same thing that a number of great musicians and teachers that I had told me, which is practice. And it sounds very simple and very corny, but, you know, a lot of these young players want to know, should I move to this city to get this gig? Should I meet this manager? You know, they want to know all that stuff that's really on the periphery of the actual music. And I tell them, don't worry about that. Practice your instrument, hone your craft, play with great musicians, study with great teachers, you know, participate in great festivals. I mean, one of the great things that I'm excited about this festival already is talking about emerging artists. I mean, I already know that these are going to be some great musicians. These already are some great musicians. So it's a wonderful experience for the audience to come and hear them maybe at the beginning of their career. But they've already been honing their craft, and to be able to get that experience of playing in a nice hall in front of a great audience, that's the next level that they need. And it's a very exciting thing, you know, to be a part of in terms of the audience and the musicians. So really, I just, you know, I try to get the young musicians to understand that, I mean, it's like being a basketball player. It doesn't matter what your shoes look like or how much you know about the sport or who you know. Ultimately, you're going to be judged by what you do on the court and, you know, passing the ball and scoring baskets and stuff. And music and art is very much about your performance and moving people during the performance and dazzling them with your artistry and all that kind of good stuff. And it takes a lot of practice and work and dedication.
Well, Peter, you're going to open the Gesher Music Festival on Sunday evening. What's in your court then, I guess, I should ask?
Well, I'm really excited and honored to be opening this festival. And a little nervous, I have to say, because I've never done anything exactly like this in this kind of situation. But I'll be playing solo piano. I always love doing that because there's so many different possibilities. There's no trio that I have to call out the next tune to or give them music or anything. I can do anything that I want. I can change gears whenever I want to. So I have quite a few selections prepared, some George Gershwin, some Thelonious Monk, a couple of my own compositions, some Charlie Parker, bebop. But I love taking these opportunities to be able to kind of, you know, interact with the audience and feel what the evening has in store and how the audience is responding to different things that I play, and then molding my set around the vibe of the evening, if you will. And I think solo situations are kind of the only time you can truly be free to do that. So there's a certain amount of risk because when I start changing gears in the middle of the show, I don't know at the beginning of the night exactly where it's going to go. But if I'm able to pull it off the way I hope I am and kind of bring the audience along on that journey, it can be a very interesting thing for both the audience and myself, and kind of a participatory thing for the audience as well, as in terms of me feeding off of their energy and just sort of seeing where things go. So I've got kind of two whole concerts worth of material ready to go. And as I go, I'm going to sort of hopefully curate and put the right pieces in at the right time.
So Peter Martin's going to open the festival Sunday, 7:30, where?
That will be at the Wohl Studio Theater at the JCC in Creve Coeur.
And Peter, before we let you go, I know you're in New Orleans right now. I think you're doing some recording, are you?
Right. I'm actually about 7 minutes ago, whenever we started this, I just finished a take. We're doing a recording with some wonderful New Orleans musicians. Jeff Clapp's recording session with Nicholas Payton, and Ellis Marsalis is coming in a few minutes, and Ruben Rogers, Peter Bernstein, some great musicians. We did a concert last night down here, and we're recording all day today and tomorrow at a great studio. I'm really excited to be here.
Uh-huh. And then is it New York after that?
And then, yeah. Then I go to New York, do a couple gigs, and then come back to St. Louis for the festival opening on Sunday.
And what about your series at the Sheldon? When does that start?
That starts in November, is going to be the next date. I think on my website we've got information about the 4 dates that are already planned for next season.
All right. Well, listen, have a great time, and we'll see you on Sunday back in St. Louis. Peter Martin, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet. We're talking about the Gesher Music Festival, and how important is it, and I think it is, you would say, to have an artist like Peter for part of your festival. And this is sort of new territory, right? Someone that is as well established as he is, as part of this?
Yes. It's really, I mean, part of what we're doing is expanding in lots of ways, expanding in venues, taking the festival out to the community more, and also expanding artistically and kicking it up to the next level with a guest artist of Peter's caliber. So it's really exciting for us.
That's Kathleen Sitzer. Sarah Sitzer, could we take a preview of the rest of the calendar? It's going to open Sunday, 7:30, with jazz pianist Peter Martin, as we said. Then on Monday, there's a free concert.
Yes. We're very, very excited to hit the Tavern of Fine Arts. We were actually just there about a month ago. A couple of musicians and I came into town and did a little fundraising concert. That was the first time I had ever been to that space. It's just a great, great place. Really nice vibe and really, really great that they're offering free concerts to the public there, along with excellent food and wine. So we'll be there Monday night at 7:30, performing some Schubert and some Dohnányi.
Then on Tuesday, now Kathleen, you're going to have to talk. This is sort of secret. There's a lot of mystery here.
Yes, it's shrouded in mystery. We have a house concert scheduled for Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. And we've done that before. We've had a house concert. And obviously, if you're playing at someone's house, you don't want their name publicized, name and address publicized everywhere. But I can tell you that it will be a very exciting and exclusive Clayton residence, and people will be very excited to be there.
So you're saying it's not your house?
It's not. Okay. I could have qualified, but not quite. And people will find out, obviously, the address and the name when they purchase their tickets.
All right, that's a neat idea. On Wednesday, the Ethical Society.
Yes, and that's sort of our first main chamber music program. That program consists of, we're actually doing a U.S. premiere, which is very exciting for us, of a piece by an Israeli composer who is himself an emerging artist. He's about 30 years old. His name's Gilad Hakman, and he wrote this piece that's in homage to Schubert. So we're sort of programming that side by side with the Schubert Trout Quintet, which will be delightful, I'm sure. And the first half of that program will include some really interesting newer works, one by a really up-and-coming composer, also very young and doing great things in New York, named Judd Greenstein, and then another piece by the composer Richard Daniel Poor. It's a really interesting piece that he wrote in memoriam to a woman who was killed in the Iranian protests in 2009. It's a really interesting piece.
On Thursday and Saturday, you're back at the JCC.
Right. So Thursday is our second main program, and that one is when we're going to bring out all the ranks. We're performing the Mendelssohn Octet, which is going to be really exciting. We're so thrilled to be able to program such an amazing piece, and it's due to some wonderful sponsorship we have from PNC Arts Alive that we have the funding to bring in so many string players for that this year. So Mendelssohn Octet and the first half of that program will include some really cool set of Persian folk songs, along with a piece by an Israeli-American composer, Shlomi Ran. The concert on Saturday is a repeat of the one from the Ethical Society. It's a repeat of that Trout Quintet program. And then Sunday, we move on to the Kranzberg Arts Center and do a repeat of the Mendelssohn Octet performance.
You're also doing some outreach things and some pop-up concerts, and I guess, is that all on your website?
The outreach isn't so much on the website. We're going to be going all around town, everywhere from performances at the Juvenile Detention Center to the Siteman Cancer Center to playing for the kids at the chamber music camp at the community music school to a retirement home. And then these pop-up performances, which we're sort of labeling guerrilla-style outreach, which we might give a heads up on our Facebook page when we'll be doing that, but I'll shroud that in mystery as well for now.
A lot of mystery involved here, but we like that, though.
Maybe we'll change it to the Grand Gesher Mystery Tour.
Something to think about next year. This is the third annual Gesher Music Festival of Emerging Artists, opening Sunday, running through next Sunday, various times, various locations. If you go to stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to the festival's website. Kathleen, any last words from you?
It's an exciting growth spurt in this festival. We love to see a ton of people at all of these events because that's what spurs these musicians on to further their careers and do this great work.
And Sarah, last but not least, I understand that your dog I'm not sure if it's an official role or an unofficial role.
It's quite unofficial, but she does make a good mascot.
Josie.
Yes.
The festival's unofficial mascot. Thank you so much for being here. It's the Gesher Music Festival of Emerging Artists, Sunday through Sunday. Thanks again.
Thanks so much. Steve.
Coming up next, sound bites and a unique look at barbecue. This is St. Louis Public Radio.